USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated that Congress would, in all likelihood, miss a deadline, saying on the Senate floor that a rare weekend session was highly likely. The Kentucky Republican says a deal is close, but both sides have to keep their eye on the ball.
But I will say this, Mr. President, in my judgment, we're very close to a point that arises in every major negotiation. It's the point where each side faces a fork in the road. Do we want to lapse into politics as usual and let negotiations lose steam?
A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommended that Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine be cleared for broad use, setting the stage for the FDA to grant an expected emergency use authorization by late Friday. The Dow finished up on Thursday, gaining 149 points to finish at 30,303. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road, making a sales pitch for two Republican senators who are trying to keep their seats in Georgia. Speaking in Columbus, Georgia, the vice president says,
with confidence in these two great senators, let's go get it done, Georgia. Let's send Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue back to Washington, D.C.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is urging Americans to mask up amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
You know, lying in isolation in ICU for 7 days, I thought about how wrong I was to remove my mask at the White House.
Christie launching a national TV campaign, appearing in 30-second spots the next 2 months across the country, detailing some of his life-threatening battle with COVID-19. As far as who his message is for, Christie says,
it's for all those people who refuse to wear a mask.
Christie, a Republican and longtime ally of President Trump. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As vaccines continue for the coronavirus across the nation, people are wondering when things will return to normal.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop an umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated, or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The FDA also approved an over-the-counter coronavirus test that you can take at home. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn saying by authorizing a test for over-the-counter use, the FDA allows it to be sold in places like drugstores where a patient can buy it, swab their nose, run the test, and find out the results in as little as 20 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.